Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Good morning, dear campers. Welcome to episode 210 of the Philippine Campfire Stories limited series, After Campfire, wherein we talk about content and media that is related to the topics that we discuss in the podcast. Last episode, we had a charming creator behind the hit LGBT-themed fantasy comic series, Chambi, of Ang Jowa Kong Crosswise. If you haven't listened to that fun episode, check out episode 208 and 209 in the Spotify. Or kung gusto niyong makita ang video of that episode, you can check out the preview on our YouTube channel. And a complete and uncut video is in Patreon. Just search Patreon, that spells patreon.com/campfirestoriesph. All the video content of the show plus other exclusive material like new fiction stories are in Patreon. It's also a kind of tipping service. So if you feel like the show has been keeping you company and making you feel good and gusto mo mag-share ng tips, you can do it via Patreon. And susuklian ko naman yan ng mga other content ng Philippine Campfire Stories. Subscription fees as low as $1, $3, and $5 are available. Wala pang 55 pesos a month, may access ka na to get the video format of Philippine Campfire Stories. Kaya naman download mo na yung Patreon app, log into your account and search for the content of Philippine Campfire Stories. Just a reminder, I'm not using GCash anymore. Wala na po yung Globe SIM ko. Ayaw nang gumana, kaya Patreon or PayPal na lang muna tayo, guys. With that out of the way, this episode we will have another set of guests from Southern California, ang Diwata Comics team. We will have Mark Nizal, Erica Joliet, and Joe Arciaga. Diwata Comics is a diversity-focused multimedia company featuring new mythology stories for and about immigrants, third culture kids, and all of us just looking to belong. What's in store for you in this episode? Pag-uusapan natin how they started their comics company and what are the stories that they share. Una na dyan ang maiden story nila entitled Carmina. This is about a biracial young woman living in New Mexico who discovers that she comes from a powerful lineage based on the most famous Diwata of our stories. Pag-uusapan natin lahat yan sa pagbalik ng After Campfire, dito lang sa Philippine Campfire Stories.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, he's Chico Garcia.
And he's Gino Killiamore.
We're the hosts of Only Fun.
In our podcast, we explore the boundaries of our pleasure.
And test the limits of our pain?
It's business in the front.
And party in the rear? Wait, what? Wait, we talk about shows that we watch that might, you know, be entertaining for everyone else, right?
Yep, that's what I said. Check out our podcast. New episodes out Wednesdays and Fridays.
No drama, only fun.
Welcome back to Philippine Camper Stories, of course, powered by the Pod Network. You are listening to episode 10 in Into Our Series After Campfire. Let's welcome in tonight's guests, the team of Duwata Comics, Erica Juliet, Joe Arciaga, and Mark Zal. Hello, everyone.
Hey, guys. Good morning, wherever you guys are in the world. Good evening. Sure.
What time good morning. All right. So, Duwata Comics team, welcome to Mark. Welcome back. Erica, this is your first time, and as well as Joe, this is your Philippine Cover Stories debut. So for everyone who probably has not seen Duwata Comics in social media or has not seen a copy of Duwata Comics, can anybody just introduce themselves and tell us a little something about you?
So I'll start. First of all, Duwata Comics, we are a transmedia group. We're an arm of Surreal Arts Group where we create comics, movies, and different things in between. And we're really proud of that. So we're a diversity-focused Filipino-American-founded comic book and transmedia company looking to tell stories, really for all of us just looking to belong. That's kind of our mantra, for all of us looking to belong. As far as me, like, I guess I'm the chief creative of this group. I lead a great team, and yeah, let me kind of start with that. Joe, Erica, you guys want to pick up?
Go ahead, Erica.
Hi, I'm Erica Juliet, and we started our comics company in 2020 during the pandemic.
Nice. All right.
But who are you? You're all
excited. I'm one of the founding members of Duwata Comics.
But she's also Carmina in the live action adaptation of Carmina the Comics. So
nice.
A lot of our founding instances for creating the comics came from live action roots, because I myself came from live action roots in comics, actually. Like, whether that's Gotham. Yes. Gotham on Fox, Lucifer on Netflix, so much more. Just Google me, imdb.me/my name. So,
enjoy. All right, Mark Nazal. And Erica, are you an actress or ayan pala? Oh, so Erica is into the acting field as well. How about Mr. Joe Arciaga?
Hello.
Am I pronouncing that right? Paano po ba i-pronounce yung last name niyo?
Tama naman. Yeah, Joe Arciaga. Hi, my name is Joe Arciaga. As you can see, we are a very diverse group, even within the Duwata Comics. And I'm gonna play Tito here for a while because my colleagues here are very modest. You know, Mark won an Emmy for visual effects for his work on Gotham. And Erica is an international model and actress. And
yes.
Was it FHM when you were in Bali or in the Philippines, Erica? Or you were in the cover?
It was a Maxim cover.
Maxim.
And I've done FHM Philippines several times.
Oh, and she's on some viral music video.
like a G6, the girl in the red dress, the music video.
Erica, why are you so quiet about that? Those are things should know.
Definitely, those are some things I'm proud of.
And I'm very happy to have you here.
Thank you for having us.
I'm a Desert Storm veteran, and you know, I am a registered nurse by profession, and I just have a love for comics and for writing. And I met Mark and Erica in a screenwriting class 6 years ago. Oh my God, 6 years ago.
Oh wow, okay.
And yeah, so sort of like that, you know, just a little bit of our origin story, if you will.
Very interesting mix of founding fathers, founding members of Duwata Comics, no? So, parang different backgrounds. So, nakakatawa that
Yeah, I want to add to that, Earl. I think we're really proud of that. And we're, yes, we're the first three, but as we continue growing, our team is just as diverse in the composition of it. And I think we like it that way because my mantra or our mantra is that everybody has value in whatever story they can bring to the table. They don't necessarily have to come from an entertainment background, comics background or whatnot. And I think that's how we... that's how we know our stories are different, is that because even the people within it are different in who they are. And so they're able to tell stories that are more true to who they are as individuals.
I can see that. And I've been following Diwata Comics for a long time now. So I know that the people behind the team is actually very diverse. I know some of you. That's why I'm very interested to have you here. And for Mark, the second time, no. So I have a few questions that I've shared with you when I sent you the invite to come here to Philippine Camper Stories. Let's start with the first one. How did Diwata Comics started?
Actually, I'll defer this to Joe.
Well, you know, I already started, you know, but with the three of us meeting in a screenwriting class. And, you know, one day after the class was over, Mark reached out to me and asked me to, you know, to sort of like, you know, throw some ideas around. And I told him off the bat, hey, I don't work in the industry, so why would you want me? But, you know, we ended up, you know, doing, you know, working on Carmina and a few other projects, you know, short films. And, you know, when the pandemic hit, Mark has been working on this for, and Erica have been working on this for a long time. But, you know, we pivoted to doing comics. And Mark can elaborate on that a little bit more articulately than I can.
Well, actually, before I go full circle, Erica should explain in her mind how she feels like we started before I kind of do full circle.
All right.
Oh, okay. We're in the we took class together, and I saw Mark did a presentation for his visual effects work, and it just blew me away. I mean, I didn't really know when he told me what he won his Emmy for. I was like, oh, cool. But I didn't really know what visual effects was. I was like, okay, like I had no idea. I mean, I thought I kind of had an idea, but I didn't really until I watched his presentation and his reel. And I was just, like I said, blown away. And at the time, I was trying to make a fun Halloween short film. About like kind of like an Asian version of Charmed, because it was going to be like three sisters that were Filipino American. And when I saw Mark's presentation, I was like, I want him to direct it because he knows how to do magic, you know, like who could be better than somebody who can do that, you know? And he didn't really like, you know, our original concept because there was nothing unique about the characters that represented us. He was like, first of all, right when I told him about the idea, the new Charmed poster came out for the one with the Hispanic actors. It was literally like the morning of. And I was like, oh no, they stole my idea. And Mark, yeah, how is this different? And I was like, well, you know, they're Asian. And he was like, well, he challenged us to, you know, to look into our culture and find ways to make the characters unique. And then we started to just like focus on the separate characters. And then we ended up just doing something completely different. And yeah, since then I've learned a lot about the mythology, and Joe already kind of was an expert too in this world of Filipino mythology. I'm pretty new to it, but I love it.
So to kind of expand on that, Earl, as you can tell, everything is very organic for us. But to expand on Erica's story, Carmina was or is the founding character of Diwata Comics, and she is a Diwata, which is exactly why the name is. But to Erica's point, one of the things that we realize, or one of the things that I truly believe in, is to make a good fantasy story, it has to be connected to some sort of reality for it to be identifiable or for it to even be relatable. So one of the things I asked Erica is, Erica, can you tell me a little bit more about yourself? Because we didn't really know each other at the time. And Erica was like, well, I'm biracial. And I was like, well, what if you were biracial mythologically instead? And I do remember that, you know, when Duatas were introduced, especially in like a lot of earlier drawings, maybe like the 60s and 70s to the late 90s, mm-hmm. they were always very mestizo looking. So mm-hmm.
we kind of long hair.
Exactly. So we kind of bounced off that idea that what if her, so let me rephrase. It was originally supposed to be her father that was the Encanto, not the Duata. Mm-hmm. But when we were casting, the original actress we wanted for Carmina's mother, the mortal, was unavailable. And instead, her agent referred us to Geneva Cruz. And when Geneva joined the project, I was like, she can't be the maid in the diner or the diner waitress. It's like, what if we flip this? And why don't we just actually make her the mythological character instead of an Encanto, a Duata? Well, I guess, and then Joe and I were talking, and I'm like, well, if we're going to do a Duata, let's just make the most famous Duata of all. By default, it became
Maria Makiling. Right.
But we also played around with the idea that Duatas, while they're beautiful, yes, they can be benevolent if they choose to, but there's also a dangerous side to them, right? People tend to forget that these are beings with their own, well, theoretically, their own emotional whims, if you may. And so we played around with that idea that at first everything looks beautiful and peachy, but what if there's another layer to that? So that's really what Carmina is about, the other layers of that mythology, or creating other layers to that mythology.
I like that the original germ it started with is completely different from the current
iteration.
Yes, iteration of Duata comics and the story of Carmina. I like it.
The only thing that got stuck was originally Erica called her Mina because she was a fan of Mina Harker from Dracula. And then I was like, well, I think we need to give her a name that kind of resonates more with who we are. And I actually admitted this for the first time ever. I remembered the actress Carmina.
Villarroel.
Yes, I was like, I kind of like that name. So when Mina, I was like, well, okay, how can we make Mina a nickname? So we just made it Carmina. That's really the reason. I don't think I ever told you that, Erica. But
no, I just asked you and you didn't tell us.
Well, I didn't want to admit it at the time. But you know what, though? What's been really cool about it is because we know that that's become such a common Filipino name. There's been so many people who've been like, oh my God, thank you. This is like finding my name on a keychain that never exists. Like people kind of like now thank us for having that name out there.
And it's your Filipino name.
And that became a mantra for also how we wanted to name our other characters, because we wanted to no longer be invisible in the material that we get to pick up. So that's why, as an example, my character's name is Anton Jimenez. Like that is also a very Filipino name. I think we want to be seen for who we are in the spaces that we exist in. And that's really what we're all about.
All right. And thank you for bringing up Anton Jimenez, because I wanted to talk about your other characters as well later during our interview. So, but speaking of that, that's actually the next question. Scratch that. Who are the next? Who are the other characters to look out for?
You know, it's fun.
Duwata comics.
Well, obviously, you guys know Carmina already, so here's her cover. So
yes,
right there. But then followed by the next one we introduced was Chaplin, who actually shows up in the Hollow panel by Dawn Earl, if you have this one. And then most recently we focused on mine, which is right there, his chibi little form, Anton, right there.
Oh, that's cute.
So but I think more than that, we do have, maybe perhaps let's change the format a little bit. We'll talk about our different characters and how they kind of evolve Anton is an LGBTQ immigrant youth who arrives to Los Angeles for the first time and at the same time is trying to figure out his abilities. And I think that kind of like leads him to a lot of mishaps within the city. And it's a lot more lighthearted than Carmina for sure. It's a lot younger. It takes place in LA, but the character is pretty much about 17. So he's still figuring out a lot about life. It's not as dramatic, but it's more angsty, I guess, in a way, because I kind of like patterned it after my own early journeys here. So I'm excited for that. And then Joe.
Okay, so what you're saying, and sorry to interrupt you, Joe. What you're saying is that Anton is a totally different story than Carmina.
Yeah.
He is not. Yeah.
No.
Okay. For the sake of our listeners, Anton is in a different storyline and different title from Carmina, which is one of the stories also under the Duwata comics. So there's a lot of stories that we need to look out for, right?
Correct. So I think if anything, Earl, maybe you could flash the graphic of all of the different characters, because New Icons will basically serve as a soft reboot to the Duwata comics universe, where in the beginning, Carmina was just Carmina. She was just by herself. But now we're saying this is a universe where we all could exist. Myself, somebody like me, somebody like Joe, somebody like Erica, somebody like you, somebody like a lot of the different people that represent who we are as a community of very diverse people.
All right. And Joe, you wanted to talk about your character. What's your character's name?
Yeah, his name is Chaplain Luke. And
Chaplain.
What?
The Chaplain Sexy Pants. Oh, wait, no, I don't have it on this one. Well, you should see his steamy debut in Carmina issue 2.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, you get
it. He's actually half Duwata and half demon. So
okay. That's interesting.
Yes. So, yeah. When I was growing up in the Philippines, you know, I heard of the Tikbalang and the Kapre and the Sirena and, you know, all the Lamang Lupa, all these different mythological creatures. But I as a kid, I actually grew up more reading comics from the U.S., you know. It's not as, our creatures are not as fleshed out as, let's say, the gods from Olympus, you know. A lot of our creatures don't have the backstory, or they're not completely, described or mm-hmm. you know, not
they're not stories. Multidimensional. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. So, you know, my inspiration for Chaplain Luke is, you know, because his mom was raped by a demon. His mom is the Ilocano, the goddess of the dark, Sipnget. So not a lot of people know that. You know, I'm half Ilocano. So so Chaplain Luke is a product of this, you know, evil deed, and he's prone to, you know, anger, and, you know, he struggles with lust and all the avarice and all that stuff. But also he's half Duwata, so there's good in him. So it's the mixture of good and evil in each person. And I sort of patterned his character after my two Lolos. My two grandfathers. So one is super sweet and nice, and he'll cook for you and console you when you're sad and all that stuff. And the other one is out there gambling, womanizing, carousing, just, you know, painting the town red. And then those were my actual two Lolos. So I combined those traits.
Like the yin and yang. Totally opposite.
And I think, I don't know, for me, growing up in the Philippines, I left when I was 17. I didn't really sort of develop myself until I came over here. And Chaplain is a veteran. I'm a veteran, U.S. Army veteran. So a lot of that, those elements play into Chaplain and how he gets into trouble because of his own whatever, you know, lust and anger and all that stuff. Complicated.
And also Chaplin is a different storyline again from Carmina, yes. Or is he existing in Carmina's universe?
I think we play around with the idea that they all kind of exist in each other's universe. They just maybe don't interact in the same way that you'd think. They're not the Avengers, is what I'm trying to say. Just because, they have, think about it. They're different age groups. They have different paths. There may be future storylines where there's some potential for intersection, but maybe that's not in the way that you expect. Like, they're not going to come together to fight like one big bad just because that's kind of the thing. But really, the idea is that they coexist in this world.
That's good.
Not necessarily in the ways that people may expect. But also, I do want to pivot. I think Erica should talk about some changes to Carmina that existing fans can expect. Because obviously, when we introduced Carmina, she was very much a product of our early development. But as we got to know the character a little bit more, Erica is actually taking more charge of the character as we develop into our own individual characters.
Yes, please.
Sure. Well, I mean, we're working on making her more likable. Because I don't know. So that's one thing. But I guess I don't know if I can talk about it too much.
I think you can talk about the concept of like what you wanted to expand on as far as the character, like how you're kind of making the character feel closer to what feels unique to you. Well, let me begin with one thing. For instance, obviously Erica being Erica, one of the things that she hated the most was Carmina only having one set of clothing.
Oh, right. That's important. She's finally going to change her clothes. Right. Because, we're working. Well, I want her to change more, but I guess that's the challenge with comic characters is the consistency in their look so you can really identify them. But she's going to change. She's changing clothes.
We're not going to see these anymore.
There's the outfit. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, for the listeners of the show that don't have video, this one, I'm just showing the episode, issue one, right? This is issue one.
That's issue one, correct.
The jacket and the shirt. All right.
And she's wearing the same clothes in issue two.
But I think what I'm most proud of, if I may, with Carmina is that we really see the character grow more, grow up more outside of her origin story. And as the character grows up more, Erica's injecting a little bit more personality into the character that is closer to who she is as a person as well. Like, whether that's in a fantastical way or something that she can relate to a little bit better. Because again, the whole idea is that these are characters, although fictional, are still being driven by our own experiences, and readers will come to expect a Carmina that is more Erica's sensibility than it is purely just for the sake of moving a narrative. Yeah.
Well, I think the original story, even though, you know, it's sort of, I feel like there's elements of all three of us actually in Carmina's story. You know, Mark and Joe contributed a lot to the character. But I think we are, as she moves along, injecting more of my inspirations for it, since now we're also creating so many more characters.
When we say that we're going to see a lot more of, let's say, Erica's side of into Carmina and moving forward in the next issues of Carmina, what are we going to expect? I follow Erica. I know that she's living like this celebrity lifestyle. Is she going to be in showbiz?
So funny.
Erica, you're going to talk about that.
I mean, am I allowed to talk about it too much, though? Because I'm scared that...
You can give us a bit.
You can give a preview of like what people can expect that becomes different about her.
Okay. I can.
It's not like you're showing them pictures.
There's, she in New Icons, She ends up in Atlanta, Georgia, which is where I'm living now. So,
okay.
I used some of my experiences that I had here into her story.
But it also takes place months after issue 2. So it doesn't take place right after issue 2. So when you see Carmina in New Icons, she already knows who she is a little bit more. She's no longer the, I have no idea what I'm doing. What are these powers? She has a little bit more of an idea of who she is. So you can kind of like imagine that it's no long, like a lot of it is no longer new to her. So the way that she progresses in her journey is no longer just about, she's no longer just figuring life out. She's trying to figure out something else, something deeper, finding a deeper meaning to who she is. But she's now aware of who and what she is.
That's true.
I think that's what makes it different, is it's no longer her origin story. It's her moving forward as a character.
All right. Well, hopefully we see more magic from Carmina, because we want to see more violence, more gore. Hopefully we see something. Anyway, I know that you're not going to give too much. So, and
yeah. Well, there's a new monster. So I can say that. Yeah.
Here we go. That's one thing she can share. There's a new monster.
A new monster.
No, there's more than one new monster.
Are they going to be, is she going to be wearing new clothes?
Which
is she going to be wearing new clothes?
Yes.
Oh, she is.
And she changes costumes twice, like Carmina would.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. You just listened to the first part of After Campfire with Diwata Comics. Samahan nyo kami ulit next episode for the part 2 of our interview, kung saan kukwentuhan pa tayo nila Erica, Joe, and Mark about the other cool stuff that they have in store for us. Plus, one very special announcement. Special thanks to the Pod Network Entertainment for co-producing this episode. If you have thoughts about today's talk, feel free to join the conversation by leaving a comment at the Spotify Q&A section. All you have to do is look for the Philippine Campfire Stories Spotify channel and go to the Q&A section sa episode nito. And I will read your comments on future episodes of the show. And that's it for today's show. Makita tayong muli sa susunod na kwento. Ako si Earl, ang inyo pong Camp Master. And you have been to the After Campfire.
This podcast may be based on true events with names, characters, and incidents that are either products of the creator's imagination or used fictitiously. Any similarity to real individuals or events is coincidental.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.